the fight against anti-Semitism and anti-Zionism is reaching a fever pitch. It dominates Jewish conversations across the country. Every new incident, every new political victory for an anti-Semite, raises the temperature. No wonder, America is no longer safe for the Jews, has become our new mantra. But this is a trap. Jew haters would love nothing more than to turn Jews against America. This would only reinforce the anti-Semitic trope of Jews as outsiders, who don't belong here and whose true loyalties lie elsewhere. Perhaps without realizing it, we've allowed the rise in hostility toward Jews in America to undermine our very connection with this country that has given us so much. Call it the law of unintended consequences. In fighting for our community's safety and protection, we've given this great country a bad rap. We're validating an America that is no longer good for the Jews. Yes, this is a delicate needle to thread, but if we don't make it a priority, a bad situation will be made exponentially worse. We can't settle for the canary in the coal mine cliche of, first they come for us, then they come for you. As true as that is, it only plays on fear. We need to play on connection and gratitude. At a time when anti-Americanism has become as alarming as anti-Semitism, the Jewish community must declare that, despite the alarming rise of Jew hatred, we are unequivocally on the side of America. We can't roll our eyes and say, of course we're for America. Why do we need to say it? We need to say it because it is no longer obvious. In our book, 250 Reasons to Thank America, we include 50 reasons why Jews are especially grateful for America. This sentiment of gratitude must be integrated in our efforts to fight the animosity toward Jews. So far, that fight has conveyed a Jews for Jews vibe where Jews come across as concerned only with their own. What gets lost is a Jews for America vibe. That vibe is a hard truth we have unintentionally abandoned in the midst of our fight. An America that hates Jews is not the real America. It's not the America that honors our founding documents, an America of liberty and aspirations. Helping America stay true to its roots should become the new Jewish mission. Let's craft a Jews for America statement that Jewish groups from across the spectrum can sign. What's good for America is good for the Jews. Let that become our new mantra.